everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles Tuttle. Welcome to Static Radio, often imitated but never duplicated.
What is this, like some kind of schmarmy, you know, radio talk or something?
Hey, man, how you doing, Bob?
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get on the, let's do the locomotion with Kylie Minogue. You're like doing 80s rock station now or something?
Yeah, I'd like to do the locomotion with her, believe me.
With Kylie Minogue?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, it's weird, and I know this is probably just me, you know, some kind of weird thing that I got going on, but I get my TV guide in the mail this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thumbing through it, right?
Yeah.
And there's two articles in this week's TV guide that are just screaming from our recent shows. Now, one I understand.
Right.
It's about Andy Richter, who's one of your favorite people in the world.
Right.
And he's got that new show on Fox, right?
Right.
And actually, he mentioned being from Yorkville, Illinois.
Yeah.
Which I thought you said he hid all that or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that, you know, and we talked about, you know, we did this thing with the Cheese Rolls guys made fun of you miles behind and said Andy Richter played you. Well,
right.
The other thing was there was an article about Charles Nelson Reilly, which is no out of nowhere, you know,
yeah.
And that was mentioned that he was the director of this fictitious film called Miles Behind. And I thought, that is just bizarre. I mean, you know, he's like in a, like 70 years old. The 70-year-old homo who was huge on the Magic. I love Charles Nelson Reilly. He's like the most hilarious. It's like if you could pick the funny people from the 70s, they probably would all be gay, number one. Charles Nelson Reilly, Paul Lynn, you know, Brett Summers, a gay man. Nobody knew that, though. You know, it's just hilarious stuff. But, you know, it was just kind of weird to have a little thing in TV Guide about Charles Nelson Reilly after, you know, we're delving into his history there, I guess.
Who would have guessed?
I wouldn't have guessed.
Who would have guessed?
I found it fascinating. Did you know that he's, you know, shacking up with a guy who was like some makeup dude on the Battlestars? Do you remember that game show, Battlestars?
No, I don't.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
You know what, though?
What?
This is not my story, but a little aside here.
Is this about Andy Richter?
No, I was flipping channels last night, and there was a documentary on Liberace.
Oh, yeah.
I could not turn it off. I was glued.
He's a fascinating fag from the 70s as well.
I could not turn this off. It was like a car accident. I could not take my eyes off it.
So, were you wearing sequins over the weekend, or what?
I don't have any.
Were you trying to scrounge some up?
No, but I've been taking piano lessons.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
It was so weird, though. I was like, man, I can't turn it off. Well, I wanted to, and I couldn't.
He was an interesting guy. I mean,
I couldn't, yeah.
He went through, you know, years on television in the 50s where they actually were talking about when he's going to get married, and then, of course, the reality of it was he's never going to get married, for Christ's sake, you know?
What was really ironic was he was a great pianist, but he sucked on the organ.
Oh, gee. You said it, the whole thing was about that one joke, wasn't it?
No, there really was something on PBS last night.
Oh, please.
There was.
It was all set up for the one joke you had.
No, I just happened to think of that joke.
Out of the Milton Berle Book of Jokes or something.
Oh, no.
Milton Berle's party jokes.
No.
I couldn't tell these on TV.
No, no.
Are you, like, related to that guy or something?
No.
Uncle Milty?
No.
Uncle Milesley, House of Fun. All right, Miles, let's get down to serious business.
All right.
I'm starting a brand new organization. I want you to be a part of it. It's called CADD, C-A-D-D.
All right.
Commuters Against Drunk Drivers.
Okay.
I want to tell you, this last week, I'm so angry with people who drink now.
Yeah.
Especially, see, Commuters Against Drunk Drivers is going to have a very easy motto. Drink all you want. when you want, as long as you don't drive between the hours of 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, and 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Otherwise, do what you want, kill yourself on the highways, kill other people on the highway, I don't care, as long as you don't do it during rush hour. I get up early to try to avoid traffic. I get up at 5 o'clock in the frickin' morning so that I don't have to sit in traffic like all the rest of the assholes do now.
Yeah.
And I'm heading out of my house before 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm driving, having a great morning. Great, and absolutely, you know, it was fantastically. It wasn't too cold, it wasn't too hot.
Right.
I get within 6 miles of the river, which is actually pretty far away, but... And everything stops for no reason at all.
Oh, shit.
Total. Like 3 lanes of highway traffic stopped.
Stopped.
I noticed a helicopter circling up ahead.
Uh-oh.
I decided to turn on the radio and figure out what this is. Well, somebody has decided in their infinite wisdom to inebriate themselves and then drive on Highway 55.
Yeah.
Well, the unfortunate thing is that they were actually driving eastbound, which is kind of, everybody else is going to the city, right? They're going westbound. But had the, you know, the control, they, you know, everybody says when they drink they can drive better.
Right.
This is probably one of those people, decided that they could drive in the westbound lanes going eastbound. They decided at some certain point just to go through the median.
Right.
Up onto the other lanes, and then, lo and behold, they were head-on hit by somebody else.
Oh, geez.
And there were fatalities.
Yeah.
Although I don't really know if the actual person who committed this heinous act died, but I certainly hope they did, because I was looking at, you know, hundreds of angry faces in my rearview mirror.
Right.
Of people who would have just loved to rip the person to shreds and stop their morning commute like that. So I left... Before 6 o'clock in the morning, I did not get to work until almost 8 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
2 hours I sat.
How long does it usually take you?
Oh, about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I'm starting this organization, Commuters Against Drunk Drivers. They were going to, you know, we will disembowel anybody who drives drunk between eight times of 5 and 9 in the morning and 3 and 7 at night.
You're turning into Michael Douglas, like in the movie Falling Down.
That's me.
Jeez.
That's me. All I need is that Uzi, and I would have took care of that. I mean, when I finally got to go by on the one lane that they opened up on Highway 55, they were like, you know, had those little wheel things with the counters, and they were trying to figure out what the hell happened. And I just wanted to roll down my window and say, he was some drunk motherfucker. Who crossed over and head-onned like some grandma trying to get home to see her grandkids or something.
Oh, man.
If he hasn't died, just slit his throat right now. Don't call the ambulance.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Because
if you don't do it, everybody else behind me will, you know.
This is a lot of anger from you.
Well, I just, the sense of it, you know.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to, you can do whatever you want to do, as long as you don't inconvenience me.
Right.
That's the rule, right?
Right.
And if everybody lived by that rule, wouldn't we have a much nicer world?
Right.
But no, you know, I gotta go, you know. They probably was leaving deja vu at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he was all, you know, drunk and he had a Woody and he was trying to whack off on his way home or something.
Damn.
You know, he probably saw, you know, some, I don't know, name me a porn star who does stripping or something. You got one on the tip of your tongue?
Ron Jeremy?
No, not a woman.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Just say, you know, Mary Hartley or whatever. Marriott Hartley or whatever her name is.
Marriott.
Was stripping, so this guy got this big honking Woody. It's acting like, you know, the...
I don't think I want to see Marriott Hartley. Think of something better.
This dude's got a big honking Woody that's acting like a club on his steering wheel, you know what I'm saying? Can't drive with the crap, crosses over the median and takes out somebody.
That's crazy.
He probably crossed over right at the point of climax, is my guess. And the investigators were still trying to figure out what the sticky white goo was all over the place.
Oh, please.
So I you know, we're going to be, the website's going to host this CAD thing, and we're going to have meetings, and we're going to be pissed at people, and,
all right,
you know.
So wait, it's okay to drive drunk any other time?
Yeah, do what you want. I don't care. Just don't, you know, fuck up the highway whenever it's time to get to work and stuff. People got to make a living, for Christ's sake.
I'm drunk.
I don't need some out-of-work slob with a boner from deja vu taking out my morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Just sit in the parking lot and sleep it off.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do. Or take the back roads. Whatever. Why don't people just take the back roads?
Yeah.
Come on.
What is... Wow.
Bunch of losers. So that's what I'm pushing here. CAD. CADD.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that our logo will be like somebody really sleepy at a steering wheel.
Yeah.
With driving over like a liquor bottle with a slash through it or something. So if you can't make it home by 5.
Up with CAD.
You can't make it home by 5 in the morning, you know, drunk on your ass. Just don't, you know, just don't. Jeez.
Wow, did you have to go to the bathroom or something?
No, I didn't. I'm glad I didn't, for Christ. I couldn't have got out the highway. I mean, I realized after I passed the last possible exit for me to get off of before everything stopped that something was wrong, you know.
Uh-oh.
And, no, I could not get off to go to the bathroom.
Oh, man, that'd be my fear.
Yeah, well, you just pick up the McDonald's cup and piss in it, right? So let's... I don't know what your fear is. You've got, you know... Basically, the world makes you portable toilets.
Yeah,
Starbucks makes you portable toilets. McDonald's makes you portable toilets.
Yeah.
Burger King, you name it, Wendy's. They all, it's... You're just fascinated by the fact that they will supply you with a portable toilet at any time of the day or night when you need it.
Hey, well, if it works, it works.
Yeah. Whenever you can finally perfect your art of shitting on a tortilla, Taco Bell will be the only place that you eat. Look, I can take a dump and wipe my ass all in one motion. Oh, man, what if this tortilla doesn't hold all the shit that's in my colon?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Then some, you know,
yeah.
Some hitchhiker picks it up off the side of the road thinking it's a bean burrito.
It's got corn in it.
Yeah, it's got... It's corn. So what do you got going on?
I had my bubble burst this week.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Is that, you know...
A little bit down.
You're a little bit down?
Yeah.
All right, well, tell us what happened.
It's really just a little snippet of a story, really, but it's going to take 10 minutes to set it up here, but here
Oh,
it goes.
Jesus Christ. All right, go ahead.
My wife's youngest... stepsister is just turned 18.
What is this, a fucking Cinderella story, all these step people here?
Well, I'm just trying to set up the story.
All right, you just turned 18.
Her name's Jill. All
right, and you got the hots for her, and now she's legal age, and you...
No.
She said, get your paws off me, you old bastard, or something?
No. That the story is not going in that direction.
All right. Did you say erection?
No, the story.
Oh, okay.
The story. Now, she's just turned 18. I've just turned 34.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're an old bastard.
Now, Jill's boyfriend works at a local Chinese restaurant.
Oh, okay. Right? Do you guys get any free stuff or what?
Well, I've been trying to, but so far nothing.
Oh, well, there you go.
So last night, my wife sends me out to go get some Chinese food, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go there and... there's like this young punk working the cash register.
Does this happen to be her boyfriend?
No.
Oh.
I don't. Her boyfriend's a pretty cool guy, actually.
Okay.
And I go, hey, young punk, you know, hey, what's going on? You know, and I go, hey, you know, is Johnny here? And he's like, well, yeah, he is, but he's busy working.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, okay. He goes, oh, do you know him? I'm going, yeah, sort of. And I was going to explain how I know him.
Uh-huh.
And the young punk's like, Oh, are you Jill's dad?
Yeah. That's funny.
No, that's not funny, man. That really bummed me out.
You need to get some Grecian formula or something.
I'm like, how the fuck old do you think I look, dude? You know?
I'm not even gainfully employed, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I know I'm, like, terrifically fat.
Yeah.
I've got some gray. I'm losing my hair.
Yeah.
You know? I've got a few things going against me. I don't dress well.
A few?
Huh?
A few.
A few dozen things, at least.
Okay.
But this dude, then he's like trying to backpedal, like, oh, my mom had me when she was 17, you know.
Oh, and so he's trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, but the damage had been done at that point. You know?
Well,
like, it was
shit with you, Jesus. You're a fucking wreck, man. I don't know.
Because my own kids are like, you know, 5 and 3 years old.
Right, yeah.
I'm not one of these guys that, hey, my junior year, let's have a kid, you know.
Well, there probably wasn't any willing participants, but other than that,
well,
I suppose if kids sprouted from the ground, you'd have dozens.
Well, that's a separate story, but that seriously burst my frickin' bubble, man.
If you could germinate children in carpet, you would be you would be a father 10 times over.
Carpet? Try mittens, hats,
socks,
fur coats. But no, I told my wife, I came home, I go, that's it, I'm joining the Army.
If it wasn't for your mom's stringent use of bleach in your underwear. We gotta kill these sperm! We've gotta kill them! Yeah, now you're thinking about getting a weave. And
I am. Because I've got like that William Shatner hair.
Yeah,
that you love to talk about so much.
You got that wavy hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, waving bye-bye.
Yeah. You stole my mom's joke.
I know, it's a great joke.
You're a son of a bitch.
When your own mother tells you got the wavy hair, waving bye-bye, that's just
too funny.
You're
a son of a bitch.
I told my mom I was worried that I was losing my hair, and she told me to get Rogaine. I go, well, I think I'm losing my hair. She's like, why don't you just get some Rogaine or something?
Why don't you get some Rogaine?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Wow.
Although I've looked at pictures recently, and I don't really, if I'm losing it, it's going so slowly that it's just, it's terrible. Like 3 years ago, I look at some pictures about 3 years old or so, and I'm like, well, shit, my hairline was there 3 years ago.
Oh, boy, here he goes with the old pictures again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you, on the other hand, my friend.
Yeah.
Now you.
The bubble has been burst, man.
You know, that tattoo that's on your forehead is getting more and more territory around it.
Easy now. I don't know.
So what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to have some midlife thing early.
A stomach staple?
Maybe. I might.
Well, you know, I must say that you keep the bottom half of your body extremely fit compared to the top half of your body.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't want to hear this from you now. I don't want to hear this. I know where this is going. It's so help me God, I'll hang up. I swear.
Well, I mean, you know, you're kind of like all stomach.
I hear the word sweet little ass, I'm hanging up.
I wasn't going to say sweet little ass. I was just going to say proportionately, you know, you're much thinner on the lower half of your body than the upper half.
Yeah.
Of course, atrophy might be one reason why. If it weren't for, you know, children, your remote control would be your only friend.
I don't know, man.
But your upper body just seems to, you know.
Do I look that old?
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look old. I'd ask you if you were my father, for Christ's sake.
Oh, please.
Just because your belly looks like a full a sail that's just caught big wind. Doesn't.
My tool shed.
Help, yeah, your tool.
With a tool like mine, you got to build a shed.
Yeah. Believe me, water hasn't reached there without a directional hose in a long time. let's just say if you ain't taking a dip, you know, things aren't getting clean.
Yeah.
I believe the gutter salesman tried to sell you some clothes. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Well, that's just too bad, you know?
Yeah, it is too bad, because I wanted to kick this guy's ass. Seriously.
So did you get your food then? Did you
eat
your Chinese?
Yeah.
Did it stifle your appetite at all?
Yeah, I went home and I ate about 3 cartons of Chinese food. I was so upset, man.
Oh, well. I might as well be this guy's dad.
Yeah. Who's your daddy? Come on, who's your daddy?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
It's hell to get old, Miles.
I know, I'm getting old, man.